The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Lamed Daled. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu nishmat Avram ben Esther, v'chashem t'ram ben Eden, v'rufa shelema Rafael ben Sofia. Inna l'faralo. Okay, we begin today's daf on Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, starting with Ahuda Amar. Nine lines up. Last word on the line. Ahuda Amar leChavre. Guy tells his friend, same story. Ma'id ba'id ba'ay ara. What are you doing on this field? Amar le minach zavinat. I bought it from you. Ve'achelte shne hazaka. Okay, and I have a hazaka as well. So what happened? Aite had saada de'achla tlat shene. He brought one witness for hazaka. The guy that's on the field. He was only able to produce one witness of hazaka. So what do you got? You have a claim. That's my field. You got a guy saying, I have a hazakah. He's only able to substantiate it with one witness. And he's saying, for three years. And I bought it from you. Okay? Savur Rabbanan kamed Abaye lememar. So, the rabbis thought to say in front of Abaye, Hainu naschad de Rabbi Abba. This case is the exact same mechanics as the case of the nascha of Rabbi Abba. What's nascha? Piece of gold, piece of silver.
Silver, okay.
What was the case of the silver story of Rabbi Abba? Dahu Gabra. There was a story of a guy. He grabbed a piece of silver out of his friend's hand. They came in front of Rabbi Ame. Havayativ Rabbi Abba came. Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of Rabbi Amir when the question came. Aite had saada de mehtaf hatfa mine. So the guy who's claiming over here brought a witness. This guy grabbed it out of my hand. Amale in. I'm not arguing with that. Hatfe. I did grab it out of your hand. Vididi hatfe. Because it was mine. I'm not arguing. That's exactly what happened. I was just recovering what belongs to me. Look at the bottom Nashbam, just to start off here. Hainu naskad Rabbi Abba. Din ze domer le'oto din shen naskad Rabbi Abba. Okay. Ve'lo l'mod med Rabbi Abba yutzlichin, de'metad b'shita ishi ishi le makarka, achare she'enu shnei oedim. Ve'dumiya be'alma bedamin enoto. But, not that we needed Rabbi Abba for the case of the karka. The case of the karka is a no-brainer. You owe me, this is my karka. He wasn't able to produce two witnesses of Hazaka. Of course the karka goes back to the original. It's like we needed to Rabbi Abba's case, whatever this case is going to be. This is not the reason why we know the halakha by karka. But we're just bringing a similar story. And the mechanics are similar. Anyway, continue the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Amir. So Rabbi Amir said, Hechi nidyanuha dayane la'aydina. It's not such a pashut case, he said. What are the judges going to judge in this case? Why? Look at the top, Rashbam. Rashbam gives us two scenarios that would have been obvious what to do. But our scenario is not so obvious. Why? What's the scenarios that are obvious? So he says on top line, She'ilu ayu shnayim me'idim oto shechataf. Let's say the guy was claiming brought two witnesses that this guy grabbed it out of his hand. Hainu mechaybim oto deshalem. Then already, you got to give it back. She'en adam ne'eman nachtof tavar miyad chavero ve'lomar sheli ani chotef. That's right. You can't come along and grab something out of a guy's hand and say, it's mine. Elam ken yesh lo edim. Unless you have witnesses that it was yours. Why? The amed mamon al haskato. You keep the money where it was. Vezeh ha-mukhzak bo, en adam yakol lotzi'o memenu belo ra'aya. Va'chotef memenu gazlan gamur. That's right. Which means, if the guy that's having the claims were two witnesses, that this guy grabbed it out of his hand, game over, and you give it back to him. He can say, oh, it was taken mine. It's mine. You have no ne'emanut. We have a hazakah, when a guy is holding something, he owns it. You can't come along and grab something out of somebody's hand and say, oh, we're just taking what belongs to me. If it belonged to him, what was he doing in his hands? So if this guy brings two witnesses that he grabbed it out of his hands, he's the iman automatically, and we assume the other guy is a gazlan.
Cases he says he doesn't.
There's no two witnesses here.
He doesn't admit that he took it out of his hand.
He does admit that he took it out of his hand. That's mine. But I have two witnesses. Two witnesses that you take something of a hazakah, you put the money where it is.
He's admitting he took
it. Let him admit.
So why is it?
Because he's lying. Because he's a gazlan. That's what he is. He's a gazlan. I grabbed it out of him. I'm taking my own stuff. You're not iman to say you took it to your tattoos. If it's yours, what is it doing in his hands? And two witnesses saw that you took it out of his hands. Ha'amed mamun bi'azkato. Well, every guy come along and say, I go to you, I grab something out of it. I was just taking my stuff. Ne'eman, why should he be Ne'eman?
I'm not saying why the witnesses changed the deen.
Because
the
witnesses are clearly claiming that this guy had it.
The thief is admitting that the guy had it.
Very so much. Thank you very much. Of course you can. I have two witnesses, you're admitting.
So this case, okay.
You need the witnesses.
You need the witnesses. You'll see. If you don't have witnesses, it's not going to be that way.
So only because. Why?
Wait. Because the witnesses are saying this guy for sure had it. This guy owned it. This guy was holding it. Now you want to come along and say on your own, yeah, I'm good, I took it. But it was mine. Who says so? You say so, it's yours? There's two witnesses that are clearly saying that the money, that this item was belonging to this guy. Your claim is not going to be stronger than two witnesses that put it in the possession of the first guy. And therefore, Ahmed Mamon al Hiskato, and therefore, you keep it. He keeps it. He's got to give it back. Now watch. Yeah, look at the fourth line. En Adam Yachol Lotzi'o Memenu Belo Ra'aya. Bring a proof that it's yours. V'achotef Memenu Gazlan Gamur. Let's say there was no witnesses at all that he actually grabbed it. Ki amar name hadfe v'dideh hadfe mehman. Then he would be believed. Very good, because he's amigo. Because he'd come along and say, you sold it to me. But he have to say that he grabbed it out of his hands. He could have gave an easier time. Amigo, di'yava ba'ayava ba'ando hadfe.
I didn't take it.
Exactly. You don't have to say anything. Because you see him holding it. Very good. Share anu imoto muhsak bi mamon. He's holding it. So those two cases that we wouldn't have a problem. Iname ki ika had shehataf. Or even like this case here. But it's one witness that says that he pulled it out of his hand. Ilu ayazem machisho lomar lo hatafti. Let's say the guy's claim would have been, no, I didn't grab it. So that's one witness that saw grabbing. The guy denying. Then the deen would be, Hayan nishbach shelo hataf lachish ha'ed. The ed had kamu lishvua. Then the one witness could force a shivua. So we'd have to make a shivua that he didn't take. So all those three cases, no problem with the two. Ubegimo derachim halalu haya adin pashut. אבל האחה, דאיקה עד אחד שחטף, right, and he doesn't challenge the one witness, וזה אינו מחישו, אלא מודה, בוודאי, חטף ודידי חטף, הכי לדיינו דייני להיידינה. Now the Gemara is going to go to the possible scenarios, what we would say, and why you can't say it. Keep one finger on Nashbam, and go back to the top line of the Gemara. לשלם, right? To tell the guy, give it back, but there's no two witnesses. He didn't bring two witnesses that he had it. He only brought one witness that it was grabbed. Ashbam. Lishlam, deha modeh shechatef. He's modeh. Velo kol emenu shechotef domar sheli chatefti. Da'amed mamon al chazkato lekatre sehadeh. דחטף ובמיגו תהי בעל לממר לא חטפתי מהמן נמי לממר תדי חטפה. Right, there's no two witnesses, so therefore to say give it back, what have to give it back? The guy should be נאמן, with a migu that he didn't even have to say hatafti. He could have just said, it's mine. So that's not an option to tell the guy, give it back. There's no two witnesses over here. Oh, lift it there. Let him just walk away. Nothing. Game over. Let him keep it and it's patur. No. Ika had sahada. He can't because there is one witness here. That's bam. Lift it there, mishum hai migu. Ika had sahada. Vi amar lo khatfe. Which means you got one witness over here. Now, normally, if one witness says you took it, you grabbed it from me, and he would have said I didn't, which is not the case here. He's saying I did, but if he would have said I didn't, then the deen would be it has to make a shivua, okay? But in this case, he's saying I did the grab it. So therefore, l'shteva, let him, let's get those words again, l'ftere, if you're going to come and poter him because of the migu, you can't do that. Because ika had sahada. You have one witness that says he was chotef. Right, which that takes away the migu. What did we just say? Oh, he's Ne'eman. When he says chatafti. Because he could have said, I wasn't chotef. You don't have that migu anymore. Once there's one witness saying you were chotef, he loses his migu. Understand? So you can't say that he's doesn't have to do anything. He's patur legamre. That he can keep it. Why do we say keep it? You believe him. He didn't bring two witnesses that he took it. He has a migu that he didn't have to admit that he took it at all. He could have just said it was mine from the beginning. No, you cannot say that in this case. That it was yours from the beginning because there's one witness that's challenging
before him.
Before him, after him. Bottom line, one witness came along and said to him, you took it. And he comes and says, yeah, I took it. You don't have a migu. He's telling you took it. So what do you say? Oh, I could have said it was mine from the beginning. So the migu you don't have. So therefore, we're in a catch 22. To say, give it back, he doesn't have two witnesses. To say, keep it because he has a migu, there's really no migu. Oh, so we have the answer. Lishtaba. Let him make a shivua. Meaning, what do you normally do with a witness? One witness comes and challenges, you make a shivua, and you keep it. Well, ha'amar mihtaf hatfa. He admitted that, which means a shivua is only when you're challenging what the witness said. Witness says, you took it. You say, I didn't take it. Oh, now make a shivua. But you don't make a shivua to agree with the witness said. So shivua in this case also is not an option. So lishteba ha'amal mechtaf hatfe v'kevan da'amal dehatfe havile gazlan. Once he's saying that he took it, and the witness is saying that he took it, so then already you're a gazlan. We're not going to let you make a shivua. Look at this mam. Lishteba et shivua she'aid mechayevo enu yachol da'amodu dehataf va'aid mechayevo di shema shelo hataf. The shivua would be, I didn't grab it. But he's not saying I didn't grab it. Lachisho, etta'ed, achim ashwakara. Okay? Lo yakum ed echad be'ish lechol avon ochol chatat. Leshalem mamon shu kofer va'ed mechayevo. Lo yakum. Aval kamu lishvua. Okay, you gotta make a shivua. Lachish etta'ed. The shivua of ed echad is only to contest what the ed is saying. But you're admitting to what the ed is saying. But in this case, we're not going to meddle to make a shivua because he has a deen of a gazlan. So we're stuck here now.
I can swear that he
owned the item. No, you don't just make him make a shivuot from nowhere. We have Torah to have certain shivuot of Ed Echad. So let's review exactly why they were in a dilemma. What do you want to do over here? You want to tell him, give it back. We don't have to give it back. You don't bring two witnesses that there was a hatifa over here. Okay, good. You want to say, let him keep because he has a migu? Well, he doesn't have a migu because he himself is because he has a witness against him. Oh, witness against him? Then make a shivua. He can't make a shivua because his shivua, he's admitting that he took it. So he's like a gazlan in this case. So what do you do? So comes again and says, okay, interesting case.
which means he's not that he's a gazlan. He's a din of a gazlan, just like a gazlan does not make a shivua. So too, this guy also cannot make a shivua because he's not contesting with the ayat said. That's not the way a shivua works. A shivua is not, yes, well, I agree with you that I took it. There's no shivua on that.
Right.
It's a different shivua. He wants to make a shivua. This guy, yeah, I swear that it's mine. We're not discussing if it's yours or not. He's claiming that you took it. You got to claim that you didn't take it. Not that you swear something that it's yours. Okay, comes again and says, so what do we do in this case? Amar Rabbi Abba. Oh, Rabbi Abba gave the answer. Have mechayev shivua she'enu yachol lishava. Really, the deen is, he will be obligated to make a shivua that he can't make. We have rules. V'chol ha-mechuyav shivua she'enu yachol lishava meshalem. Rule. Really, you're supposed to make a shivua, but you can't make a shivua. You can't make a shivua, pay. Now, before we go further, we got to remember this, why we brought this whole story over here. This was to prove the original case that we brought originally, that what? The guy says, that's my field. You guys, what are you talking about? Of Hazakah. And he was only able to bring one witness of Hazakah. So what did we say? Oh, you only brought one witness. Give it back. Give the field back. He said, oh, yeah, this is like the story of Naskad Rabbi Abba. What's the similarity? What's the similarity? Look at Nashbam. Let's go. Let's say he had two witnesses that he had Hazaka. No brainer. Give him the field. That's Pashut. If he had zero witnesses that he ate the field, no brainer. Give it back. Right? שני חזקה מפקין למינים, אני למעלה. איקה חד סהדה, here it's in the middle. He only has one witness, תאכלה שלוש שנים, לשתבה. So now, the one witness should make him make a שבועה, דעד אחד לשבועה קם. עד אחד makes the guy make a שבועה. אפילו לא אבא קרקע. Now, even if it wasn't קרקע, because we have, you don't נשפע on... על קרקעות, but even if it wasn't קרקע, לא משפיעים עלי על מי דעשיד סעדה, דלא כפר לי. He's not challenging the witness. He's saying, yeah, it is mine. I mean, the witness is saying, you have a חזקה of 3 years. What am I going to swear? I agree with you that I have a חזקה of 3 years. אלא מודה לי, דאכל, וטוען אין, אכלה, ודידי אכלה. So in this case over here, you can't make a big שבוע either. What is the witness saying? Yeah, he was living on the field for 3 years. I agree to that. It's like the case over here. I did take it. You're not challenging. There he's agreeing with them. All he's just saying is that it's mine. Well, we're not going to make him make a shivua that it's yours, because that's not what the witness is claiming. The witness is claiming that you have Hazakah for 3 years. You were there for 3 years. So, I swear that it's mine. Well, what is, yeah,
the witness doesn't know who owned it.
The witness didn't say who owned it. Right. You're not challenging who owned it. He said you lived there for 3 years. And you cannot make a shivua. Oh, so you cannot make a shivua. Give it back. So we made like a similarity between the two cases. Just like the case of Naskad Rabbi Abba. Shivua is not an option. Give it back. So to over here. The guy really has one witness to prove that it was Hazakah. One witness is not enough. One witness cannot make a shivua because he's really agreeing with the witness. So therefore, give it back to the guy. Abaye says, what are you talking about? Midame, are these cases analogous? Why not? Hatam sa'ada le'ru'e ka'ate. Over there in the case of Rabbi Abba, the witness is coming to challenge the guy that's holding it. The witness is coming along and saying, you took it from me. What are you trying to say? You stole it. Ki'ate acharin ba'ade. And what's the proof? If another witness would show up, that would solidify for sure he's a gazlan, and for sure he would take it away. Mafkinan lamine. Haha, but in the case of the karka, lisiyu'e ka'ate. The witness that says he has a hazakah for 3 years is coming to solidify the guy that's mahazik.
כי אתה חלינה מוקמינה לה בידי. And the proof is, if another witness would come, in that case you would keep it by him. Which means it's going in different directions. Right, in the case of the Naskad Rabbi Abba, one witness came along and said, you took it. Let's say two witnesses would have came. Then we would take it out of his hand. We would say he's a gazdan and give it back. Here, the witness is coming to support the mahzik. There, the witness is going against the mahzik. Here, the witness by the kage is supporting. He's like, yeah, you had a hazakah. And if there was two, it is. And if there was another witness that would come, that would solidify, then you don't have to bring a... So therefore, the cases are not similar. One, the witness is coming against the mahzik, right? The orid, me'orid. And one, it's coming to support the mahzik. Exactly. Look at Rashbam. Look at Rashbam. Amale abaye, midame ledrabi abba. A case is different directions. Why? Hadam bedrabi abba, havi had sada le'iru'e lechotef ka'ateh. The me'orid is coming to go against the mahzik. Teha masid b'shachataf v'ora kochos shel migu d'chotef. Now he loses his migu. Now he has no ne'emanut to come along and say, I don't have to say, he's more there. Yeah, I was chotef. We don't believe that now with a migu. Now already, because nobody said, you don't have to say anything. No, you don't have a migu anymore, because there's one witness that's coming to challenge you. U'mechayev shivu'ah. Which means that ed is mechayev shivu'ah. Understand why it's mechayev shivu'ah? The guy comes along and says, that's my naska. You grabbed it from me. And one witness proves that. He says, I grabbed it from you. Now when he says, I grabbed it from you, he's not ne'eman b'migu. Because, what do you mean migu? What could he have said? I didn't grab it. The witness said you grabbed it. Right. So what is that witness being mechayev him? A shivua. Can he make a shivua? No. Coach, hayav shivua. Well, let me say, give it back. In the case of the karka, the one witness is not mechayev meshivua. The one witness is agreeing to what his claim is. Right, which means the ayah by the case of Naskad Rabbi Abba. If two witnesses would have came and said he was chotef, don't even make a swear. Now already your claim is gone, you would have to give it back. Haka bedin karka ze hausada lesiyuebe kaate shemeid sheazik bo shalosh shanim. He's coming to support his claim that he lived there for 3 years. Vezakaba diika had sada harinaim. So what's the proof? There was another witness that said he lived there for 3 years. He would keep it. Mokmina lebiade the mazik veach toba shayde ed ze yitayev shivua. That witness is not mechayev meshivua. The witness only is mechayev meshivua is going against him. Now you got to offset the witness with a shivua. But when the witness is coming to help me, what's the proof the witness is coming to help him? If two witnesses would come along, he'd keep it. Which means it's not working with that sivara. Oh, and since he can't swear, oh, give it back. He's not chayav to swear in this case. That's not the mechanics. It's not similar to the case of Rabbi Abba. There, the reason why I say give it back was you should have swore, you can't swear, give it back. Here, it's not the pshat. You can't swear. I'm not chayav to swear in this case. The witness is coming to help me. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to say one more point. If you want to compare it to Rabbi Abba, but there's a way to make it where it'll be similar to Rabbi Abba. In which case, final point. Gemara says, Ela, two lines at the bottom. Idamya had Rabbi Abba. If you want to make the case similar to Rabbi Abba, the case would be right. Lehad sahada ultarte shene ulpere. One witness came along and proved that he only was on the field for 2 years. Which means the me'orer brought the witness.
Who brought the witness?
Exactly. So that's analogous. Just like the me'orer in the naska brought the witness, you grabbed it from me. Now he's chayav shivua. Can't make a shivua. Give it back. Similarly, this case over here, you're on my field. The guy said, what are you talking about? I had a hazaka over here for 3 years and you sold it to me. The me'orer brought one witness, that he was only on the field for 2 years. Oh, so now already that should mechayev him a shivua of some sort. But what? Ul pere. Legabe perot that he ate. Not legabe the field. Legabe the field, there's no question. Legabe the field, you have no hazakah. For sure you got to give the field back. The issue is over here, would he have to give back the perot that he ate within those 2 years? Now let's read Rashbam. Ella. Now just look how long this Rashbam is. It's all the way to the bottom of the page. Turn the page. And goes halfway down the next page. Let's see how far we can get into it. Okay, go on. He gives you the case straight up. Reuben, the tab'ay l'Shim'on. Reuben comes to Shim'on. Ramale gazalta le'aray. Hey, you stole my field. Ve'achalt piroteha shenatayim. Oh, and he's also taken, and you ate the fruit over there for 2 years. Amale Shim'on, zaventit nihali. What are you talking? You sold it to me. Ve'let le'Shim'on ede hazaka. Shim'on does not have witnesses for hazaka. That's for sure. The karka has got to go back to the original owner. Where's your star? I have no star. He has witnesses. He's coming along. Right? Now, ulpere, but when it comes to the perot, mishtaba de bezabnine achiltun, de kaimalana pesha asar hu shehitir. Which means, when it comes to perot, but perot, he's believed. Remember we learned earlier? Perot, the guy's not chatzuf to go into somebody else's field and eat perot. Perot, you don't have a shtar. So therefore, the gabe the perot, when he says that he ate the perot, he's believed. She'etir, v'afagav de madir le'ara, even though he gives back the field, pere lo madir, daleka sade da'achal perot. Ah. Because the me'oreh didn't mean proof that he ate perot. So he has a migu that he could have said, he didn't eat perot at all. Umigu di achol lemar lo achle klal. Yachol lememar nami achle bezebine. Velet le'ale ela shivu'ah. The only thing we'd have to make is a shivu'ah. In that case, no, that the perot were his. Which means, karkar is no she'ela. You have no hazakah, you have no shtar, take a walk, get back the field. Well, kept the perot. Who said he ate perot?
He admitted it.
Oh, on his own admission he said he ate perot. Now, if he wanted to, he could have said, I didn't eat anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I never ate perot. So Migu, he could come along and say, no, on my own admission, if I wanted to steal his perot, I could have just denied I ate perot. You have no right to eat perot. You're just claiming the field. So then he has a Migu. But the thing would be, you have to make a shivu'ah.
And he made a deal.
That we made a deal. And that's it. Aval i'ika sa'adeh da'achle pereh tartesh jenin. Oh, but if the me'oreh had proof that he ate perot for 2 years, then already you don't have a migu. Right. It's not, you could have said, oh, I could have said you didn't eat. You couldn't have said you didn't eat. We have witnesses that you did eat. Me'aybina le'adureh afilu perik. Now, ve'aytere uben, continue the case. Had sa'ada de'ika de'achal perot tartesh jenin. He brought one witness that he ate perot for 2 years. If you would have brought two witnesses that he ate perot for 2 years, game over. Give back the field, give back the perot, and see you later. If he didn't bring any witnesses, he would be able to keep the perot, because he has a migu. In this case, he only has one witness that he ate perot for 2 years. Well, one witness would be mechayevei shivu'ah. It's not coming to help the mahzik. Amar Shimon in achle. He says, yeah, I ate. So he can't make a shivua. I'm agreeing that I ate, but I'm just saying I ate my own stuff. Vididi achle. Shekaniti akarka vaperot. Efes lo nesati b'shtari, but I wasn't careful with my shtar. Ha hu deika ledemoyed Rabbi Abba. It's exactly like Rabbi Abba, where the witnesses is challenging the mazik. The mazik cannot make a shivua because he's modeh to that claim. So then the deen is, I mean, heki ledayino, how should we judge it? Laidina, nehaibe ladure peri. Let's go to the story now. To tell him, you got to get back to perot. He doesn't have two witnesses.
The Me'oreh didn't bring two witnesses that he ate perot. Leka tresa de dachlinu. V'mishum de odi. Oh, maybe you'll say, no, he was more there, and therefore he has a migu. He doesn't have a migu, because the witness is crying. He ate, so he couldn't have said he didn't eat. Hatayin v'amad didi achle. Okay, I gave the leka odah lechoyume. Niftere b'migu ha'ika chatsa de damad achlinu l'peri tartel chinin v'nu yakol echfor. Oh, let him make a shivua be'ed echad. He can't. Because what is he going to make a shivua? He's more dead than he ate. Right? Diyavu tarvayu mechayved le'mamona. V'chol makom sheshnayim mechayvim otoba. If two witnesses would have came, he'd be chayav to pay. So therefore, echad mechayv oto shivua. Normally one would mechayv a shivua. Ki amrin l'ed echad a shivua at echad deka kafar b'may de masjid. When you kofir what the witness is saying. But not when you're Modeh to what the witness is saying. Aval haka, bottom line of Rashba. Haka modeh da achal. Ela to'el didi achle. Turn the page. Havile mechoyav shivua, ve'enu yachol yishavah mishalem. That's how it works out, according to Rabbi Abba. So we figured out an analogous case. You're on my field. He comes along and says, what are you talking about? I have chazaka over here. The Me'orer comes along and brings one witness that what? That was only on the field for 2 years. And they was eating perot for 2 years. Field goes back for sure. No question on the field. You didn't bring Hazakah for the field. But wait. The Gabere perot, he has a migu. He could have said, I didn't eat perot at all. You don't have a migu. There's a witness against you. Witness against you, swear. You can't swear. Because I'm admitting that I ate perot. Oh, but you mechayev l'shalem. You mechayev shivua. Kol makom shemechayev shivua. Ve'enu yachol l'shava. You're like, haynu naskad Rabbi Abba. That's the case of naskad Rabbi Abba. Kach nere'e shitazu be'einai. Ve'shuv b'tzati hakim perush lach. Ve'yesh l'shonot achayim. There's other texts that Rashbam says. Ve'em be'em mamash. Ve'kaim ala negez da'alacha. Who do we hold like in all these cases? Be'ha k'Rabbi Abba. Halacha is like Rabbi Abba. The naskad Rabbi Abba. From the fact that he used the naska as a proof to the case of the karka. Okay, even though it's a machlok later on, we go like Rabbi Abba. Right, well, if you have to make a shivua and you can't, then you pay. Exactly.
The audio file for today's daf has not yet been completed. Please check back in a few days and we will append the audio file.